story was phony. Let me give you all the real lowdown. He didn't even own a pony. He was really very short and fat, while in the story so skinny and bony, and so hungry that he ate his hat and called the feather macaroni. Underneath the chestnut tree, he and the blacksmith would sip their tea. Then he'd bring out his xylophone all low down. That's how he went to town. Yankee Doodle tried to leave one day, took his belongings and mounted his saddle. But he never started on his way, since he didn't have a pony, and the fairy tale his pony had.